Cynthia Meng, the 43-year-old founder of Meitao Clinic in the Thai border town of Mae Sot, is a thief, traitor, and drug smuggling terrorist. That, at any rate, is the opinion of Burma's military government, published on its absurd and malicious website in the spring of 2003. The generals have every reason to despise Dr. Cynthia, as her patients call her. In 1989, using medicine donated from foreign relief agencies, Cynthia Meng transformed an old barn into a medical clinic to provide free treatment for the sick and wounded fleeing Burma's oppressive military government. Today, thanks to her drive and optimism, up to 200 patients, mostly migrant workers and refugees, pass through her clinic every day. It's 5 doctors and 120 medical staff treat everything from stomach viruses to gunshot wounds. Meng has won a number of international prizes and remains one of the most admired heroes of the pro-democracy movement. If you were a Burmese general, you'd hate Meng too. Meng understands what it's like to be a refugee. Born in Rangoon, her work as a young doctor at a tiny rural clinic allowed her to witness the poverty and disease under Burmese military rule. She was among the millions who joined anti-government protests in 1988, and a few months later, one of the thousands who fled across the border to escape a savage military crackdown. Traveling at night to evade the army, Meng and her 14 colleagues walked through the jungle for 7 days, stopping only to treat the sick and injured with the few supplies they had carried. Although she has lived in Thailand for 15 years. Hmong has no official papers and is effectively stateless. The clinic is her country now. With her medical qualifications and experience, Hmong could easily claim asylum in a third country. Has she been tempted? Work in the West? She asks, as if I've suggested. We dance the tango through the clinic. I've never thought about it. The West has enough doctors, which is a relief to hear, because as tens of thousands of her patients would agree, Burma needs all the doctors and heroes it can get.